Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Wake up. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. 3 days a week, I drive to an exercise class at 5:15 in the morning. I live in the country, so the darkness of the sky surrounds me during my drive. I usually turn my bright headlights on so that I can see as clearly as possible. The light is good. Then I get to my class. For 30 minutes, I dance like no one is watching, and then I get back in my car to head home. By this time, the sun is usually coming up. The light is making itself known for the day. I love it. I find so much peace in knowing that the light has, once again, taken over for the next several hours. When I get home, I usually have about 10 to 15 minutes before I hear the footsteps of my children coming down the stairs for breakfast. Have you ever seen a child's face right when they are waking up? It is usually scrunched up with their eyes squinted. The light, it's so bright. Staying in the dark might make for a more comfortable situation, but then, as they get used to the light, they realize that that is where they want to stay. Being in the light is the absolute best place to be. The Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Amazing! How wonderful to be in the light. This world sure could use a little more light. I don't know about you, but sometimes I, as a believer, can struggle with seeing the light. I can get overwhelmed with my day-to-day responsibilities. My smile can fade when something of this world tugs at my heart more than the promise of my Savior. Sometimes the darkness is so thick that I forget that the light has already been won for me. Sure, there is darkness, but friends, there is light. That light, the glory of our Lord, is found in Jesus our Savior. It rises upon us, basking us in the warm glow of forgiveness and spiritual understanding to see life clearly by the brightness of God's shining promises. It's where we want to be. It's where we need to be. It's the privilege of what we get to share, the light. We don't just teach our kids cute songs about having a little light of their own to shine because it's fun. We teach them songs about sharing their light because this world needs the light. The darkness will come. It will try to steal the joy, but the light wins. The light has won. So when the sun sets, use the darkness for rest. Then use the energy from that rest to shine the light. We pray. Arise and shine in splendor. Let night to day surrender. Your light is drawing near. Above the day is beaming in matchless beauty gleaming. The glory of the Lord is here. A question to consider. How can you be the light for your students this week? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.